when we first saw the actors and they were doing like read-throughs of it in this little rehearsal studio in London, it was so emotional. It was so emotional because we're so used to listening to our music. Well, not, I don't have a habit of going home and playing my music, you know, and listening to it and thinking, oh God, how great we are. You know, you'd be performing it on stage, you'd be performing it on a TV station or acoustically. But it sort of opened up a completely new door by watching the acting and the emotions whilst the music was on. It really gave that song a massive life, you know, probably a bigger life than when we're actually on stage performing it. People are acting to it and there might be a sad scene in it. That really makes you choke. And I would watch that and I had tears in my eyes. And yeah, I thought, God, this is going to be good. Makes me feel really happy. Makes me feel really happy that, you know, some of these songs are the soundtrack to people's lives. Whether it's through pen pals back in the 90s and people who have stayed in touch with each other, who have met each other at concerts and gone across the other side of the world and made friends in that kind of way. And our music has brought people from sadness to happiness. It's difficult to even describe of how it makes me feel, the power of music and what it does. I can never understand people who have been through a breakup in a relationship and they go to the bedroom and start listening to sad songs. I could never do that. I could never do it. I'd be a complete mess. You know, what I mean is it makes me so happy that these songs make people joyous and happy. You know, maybe sad, maybe it is a memory from, you know, one of my best mates, this guy called Kevin from school, he used to tell me that Pray always reminds him of when he broke up in a relationship. So that's one of his like soundtracks of his life, you know, one of the memories, he hears that. And then all of a sudden you go back 20 years or however long it is to that song. And you remember that person, you remember everything you did together. I mean, music's so powerful, isn't it? It was just great to have a little cameo in there, a little cheeky bit. It's just a little cheeky bit. I mean, it was a quick in and out, you know, it's going into Greece. And then we did Cannes the next day. It was exactly how I thought it was going to be. You know, you film something and something takes 2.5 hours to film and you've got to wait for them to finish their filming. And then you get put into the subway train to do your little cameo piece in as buskers. And then you get shown for like 5 seconds. So it's like, it's exactly how we knew it was going to be. But yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be calling me up to star in films. Gary's always one of those where you're on your balcony and he obviously pops his head round the corner. And I think he flew in from Australia, actually. So he was like, he had quite a tough journey to actually come straight from Australia to Greece. He must have been feeling it. Gary's a workhorse. He never stops working and he's sort of used to that sort of thing. It's always nice to see each other, you know, after some time. And it's always nice to be working, doing stuff. You know, it makes you feel worth something, I guess. It's massive to turn the spotlight on the fans. I mean, they are a massive part of our success. You know, they're the people that have put you there, and they've been there. Most of them have been there for the full journey. Some of them are new. Some mothers have brought their children to concerts, and now they are fans. Yeah, it keeps getting passed down. Who knows? It might be like the Rolling Stones in the end. Like dancing on stage if I was in a frame at 80, you know, doing routines. You know, that'd be good. Yeah, I mean, having the songs with orchestras on it and for the film, it completely changes the way I feel about what great songs we actually wrote. You know, when you hear an orchestra on a song and you see it in the musical and you see it in the film, you look at it in a completely, completely different light. You know, you see the emotions of it and the acting out to it, and it brings like a complete, you know, brand new zest to that song. Hopes for people coming away after watching the film, I'd say again, a celebration. If they've ever been involved in Take That, if they've ever been involved in part of the journey, to come away super happy and to be happy with, yes, that is very relative to what I did, to what we did, our friendship of losing people, of being with people, of traveling with people and listening to the music of their life. Coming out of that building, very happy, maybe with a few tears down the face. Yeah, that's what I'd like to hope that film achieves, which I think it probably might do.